Ukraine looms big over Trump's I'm eating as Chinese dictator offers to buy U.S. oil. By John Hayward on October 30, 2025. President Donald Trump told reporters on Air Force One on Thursday that he and Chinese dictator Xi Jinping agreed to work together to end the war in Ukraine during their amazing meeting in South Korea. "We talked about it for a long time, and we're both going to work together to see if we can get something done," Trump said. "We agree that the sides are, you know, locked in and fighting, and sometimes you have to let them fight, I guess. Crazy. But he's going to help us and we're going to work together on Ukraine," Trump said of his talks with Xi. Watch, President Trump delivers remarks in South Korea. A U.S. intelligence assessment sent to Congress this month concluded that Russian President Vladimir Putin is more dug in than ever in Ukraine and intends to continue the war until he can claim victory, despite heavy losses and expenses. Trump said that he did not discuss China's purchases of Russian oil with Xi, a subject the Ukrainian government was eager for Trump to press with the Chinese leader. Before the meeting, Ukrainian Presidential Office adviser Mykhailo Podolyak argued that Russia makes money on China and is completely dependent on it to continue the war. Podolyak said Russia is not really an independent nation at all, but rather a vassal state with a large amount of resources and a military component, but all of this depends on China. If the emphasis is placed correctly in the negotiation process between Trump and Xi, we will be able to reach clear outlines of ending the war in Ukraine, he anticipated. Trump has long pressured Russia's other major oil customer, India, to scale back its purchases and deprive the Russian war machine of income. Last week, Trump imposed heavy sanctions on Russia's two biggest oil companies, with penalties so heavy that both China and India signaled they would have to cut back on Russian crude. In a post on Truth Social on Thursday afternoon, Trump hinted that Xi agreed to begin buying more American energy products, which could mean China will divert some of its spending from Russia to the United States. China also agreed that they will begin the process of purchasing American energy. In fact, a very large-scale transaction may take place concerning the purchase of oil and gas from the great state of Alaska, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Chris Wright, Doug Burgum, and our respective energy teams will be meeting to see if such an energy deal can be worked out, he added. Chris Wright is the Secretary of Energy, while Doug Burgum is the Secretary of the Interior. The U.S. currently provides about 5% of China's liquid natural gas, LNG, imports, and about 2% of China's crude oil. Last week, Burgum announced the opening of 1.56 million acres along the coast of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, in Alaska for development. The Interior Department also issued the permits necessary to build the Ambler Road Project, a 211-mile road that will make more of Alaska's natural resources accessible. Environmentalists oppose both moves as potentially damaging to Alaska's wildlife. The Biden administration took steps to block both the Ambler Road and energy development in the area. From day one, President Trump directed us to unlock Alaska's energy and resource potential while honoring commitments to the state and local communities, Burgum said last Thursday. By reopening the coastal plain and advancing key infrastructure, we are strengthening energy independence, creating jobs and supporting Alaska's communities while driving economic growth across the state, he said.